I think the answer is to study and practice and promote the Pure Land's teachings. Make everyone realize and practice Amitabha method. Make everyone eventually obtain the true benefits of such practice. And then you are truly returned your merit, the kindness from those great four sources. When I first left home, became a monk, the very first year I start teaching sutras. I teach students in the Buddhism's academy or school. Since that time till now, it's like a dream. The time flies so fast. I'm already an old age person. And my original desire to promote Buddhism and teach the sutra, that vow still remain the same, actually become stronger. But how do I help people more? I now decided that I should practicing Amitabha method and promote the related sutra to Amitabha Buddhism. That will be the most effective way to help all people. In 1917, there is a great Buddhism scholar by the name of Ouyang Jingwu. He gave a lecture in Nanjing, mainland China, 1917. The subject of his lecture was, Buddhism is not religious, it is not a philosophy, but it is a must for the today's world. He was one of those who has the foresight and knowledge to point out the true value of Buddha Dhamma. The number 13 patriarch of Pure Land, Most Venerable Yingguang Dasi, in 1939, he conducted a Dhamma assembly meeting called Protecting the Country and Eradicate Disasters. In that Dhamma meeting, he gave about 6 days of lecture to help people and help country by protecting the country, by eradicate the root causes to all natural disasters. And he pointed out 3 things if everyone can do, the country will be protected and disasters will be eliminated. Number one is to be a vegetarian and not eating meat. Number two, to abstain from killing of all lives. Number three, to recite and practicing Amitabha name chanting. Today the world has changed. The technology has advanced tremendously. So we are not just interested in our own country, but are all interested in the global well-being. We also like to have the world in peace and disasters of the universe of the world be eliminated. And how do we achieve that supreme goal to help all beings on this globe, all earth? The answer is still the same. Be vegetarian, number one. Abstain from killing, number two. And recite Amitabha's holy name, number three. As a Pure Land student and disciple, we should also research, study, and become familiar with the 5 major sutras of this school and the 1 main discussion, and also introduce this 5 sutra and 1 main discussion to people around us and eventually to all people in the world. This is my expectation to the Amitabha Society members. About 10 years ago, due to the efforts of Mr. Ge, Mr. Zhao, Mr. Zhuang, and Mr. Ding, and these old members, together established the Dallas Buddhist Association. In 1983, Dr. C.D. Sam invited me to the United States to spread the Buddha Dharma. And through the introduction of Mr. Xia Jingshan, I then get acquainted with all these old members. These years, since 1983, many Dharma practitioners and friends here, due to your efforts, sincerity, we can put the effort together to have today's so-called achievement to a certain level. And particularly the Dharma name chanting retreat is even more auspicious, and the reason was given before in the early of tonight. The Dharma place, like we have now, still have rooms for improvements. I wish everyone will tolerate those inconvenient places and try to make a better improvement so that this place will become the number one Amitabha's center in this country, United States, and then to be used as the first foundation to spread around to other parts of this country. This is my expectation, and it takes everyone's joint effort to achieve that goal. The Huazhang Library Han Guanzhang came from Taipei together with Dharma practitioners to support this Dallas Buddhist Association so that we can feel prosperities around this place. In the meantime, Mr. Ge Guangming was chosen to become the leader of the Buddha Light Association in Dallas. So now we can say for sure the Buddha Light is shining to Dallas, and Buddha Dharma will become more prosperous. That will make all Buddhas and Bodhisattva happy, and all celestial beings to support us in practicing Buddha Dharma. This is not just an ordinary compliment. This is the fact. Because if all human beings wake up to do good things and renounce the evils, and all follow the Buddha's examples. Because Buddha means enlightenment, means wisdom, which I'll explain in detail tomorrow night. By following enlightenment and wisdom, all the Dharma protectors, celestial beings, will be happy, and they will come naturally to protect us and this place. The first day on the Dharma Assembly meeting today, I also want to make some additional reports. We have different representatives coming from Taipei Huayuan Library, and because the center over there was a lot smaller than here, and usually we have people attending the Dharma meeting double the number over here. And maybe because of that reason, our leading monk conducting the ceremony used to go between the chairs, taking the shortcuts, now get lost in such a huge space. He still followed the old pattern of walking and chanting, and that's because he's used to leading a lot of people in a small place. Now, with such a huge place, I suggest and strongly recommend we should take the space and making a big circle without cutting short. Additionally, the the nun or monk responsible for the incense burner and Buddha statue should do things properly and make sure everything is lined up in a perfect order and condition so that the place will look very beautiful spiritually. And I also apologize to those guests coming from Hong Kong or Taiwan from such a long distance. We may not have enough place for everyone to live comfortably in the dormitory. But I do encourage you, if you like this place, you want to settle down, you can consider buying an apartment or houses in this neighborhood. Because I always had a dream to establish Amitabha Village. And I've been thinking about that for over 10 years. Now, I think this is a good place for you to consider if you want to retire and enjoy your retirement life over here. You can buy the house because it's very cheap and forms Amitabha Village. As far as myself is concerned, I'm not so fortunate as you folks because I have to traveling around from country to country to deliver books and explain, because just by books, people may not understand and definitely not convinced. I have to give lectures, explain to make people generate a true faith in Amitabha practice. I'm going to Taiwan for 6 days and teach over there. Following that one, I'm going to fly to Singapore for 1 month and Malaysia and many other places. And then to talk to all people about becoming a vegetarian, abstaining from killing, and reciting Amitabha's name. Although I will be traveling around, not able to enjoy the peace of enjoying chanting Buddha name as you folks over here, but this is a necessary Dharma work, and it's my personal mission I have to continue. And for those who are able to stay here, enjoy your time to chant Amitabha name, I wish you do a good job. Dear Dharma teachers and dear Dharma practitioners, tonight is the second night of our Dharma Buddha name chanting retreat or Dharma assembly meeting. And I will continue introduction of Buddhism for the second night. Early this year, in March, the librarian, or Huazhang librarian, led by the Guanzhang, and a group of people went to mainland China for a visit. During that trip, we introduced Buddhism in very simple language, briefly, to our Chinese friends. And I like to also explain to you about a simple manner of Buddhism so that we understand the essence of Buddha's teaching and also be able to help and explain to other people who may have misconcepts about Buddhism. People in this world like to treat Buddhism as one of the six great religions. However, Buddhism originally is not a religion, which we have briefly mentioned in last night's lecture, in that the famous Buddhism scholar, Mr. Ouyang Jingwu, delivered a speech at the 4th Zhongshan University, and the subject of that speech was Buddhism is not a religion nor a philosophy, and yet it is necessary for modern people and the modern world. We can take a look at the Buddhism and maybe try to categorize into four types. The first type is like a religion, which is not the original intention of Buddha Sakyamuni. The second type is like academic approach, which they treat Buddhism as a philosophy and study about it. And thirdly, was very sad, is like evil religion. Used the name, holy name of Buddhism, but it was actually evil. Superstition and all those things. It is a good saying in our tradition, or in the Chinese proverb, that worldly people like to believe in phony things and not real things. Like to listen to liar and not advice. And the fourth type of Buddhism in the mind of a world of people, it's like commercial show, which is very attractive, and that's not also a true Buddhism. The true Buddhism is most profound, real, and most valuable education. Because we have a newcomers tonight, so I like to make a little more supplemental explanation about the origination of Buddhism introduced into China. In the history, about AD 67, and this year is now 1993, so it's been over 1900 years ago, that Buddhism was originally transmitted to mainland China at a Han dynasty. At that time, it was accepted as a special guest by the Foreign Affairs Department. And because the emperor enjoyed this foreign culture and education very much, and we cannot entertain foreign guests on our guests forever. So in that time, they create a new branch organization called a Si, or temple, to in addition to our regular educational system at the Han Dynasty. And that temple is called the White Horse Temple. In the temple, there's a statue, a picture of the Dharma Master who transmitted Dharma over to mainland China. And there was also a statue of the White Horse, because Chinese people are usually grateful to things that can benefit them. So they even remember the merits of the White Horse, which carried the sutras over to mainland China. And that was not for any religious reason, just in remember of the contribution of the Dharma Master and the horse. So the education department becomes two parts. The first one is, at that time, promote traditional Confucius and Mencius teachings as traditional education handled by educational department. The other increased additional part is the Buddha's education, which was promoted and fully supported by Chinese emperor at that time. And therefore, become very successful and was widely spread in China. It became part of the Chinese culture in the educational system. And Buddhism became a religion was no more than 300 years ago. Why Buddhism is the most virtuous and most perfect education? Because it teaches people to how to restore original nature, original realization, and original capabilities. The original nature is talked about reasoning and is not easy to understand. The original realization refers to, and the original capability, both are refers to the function of that nature, and is relatively easier, is easier to understand. The original wisdom, the original realization means the original wisdom. And original capability means the capability that we can do. Sometimes we heard the praise to the Lord in other religion, that the Lord knows everything, that the Lord can do everything. This original capability that we are talking about is just like that, capable to do anything. And that is our being's original potentiality. If a person do not confuse too much and still have some level of wisdom, then his capability is somewhat larger. If a person is confused a lot, his capability and original wisdom is blocked more than his capability and realization or wisdom would become relatively small. No matter what level of wisdom you are, Buddhism is an education that is capable to help all beings restore their original and originally equal wisdom or originally profound nature. And therefore, other type of education cannot be compared with Buddha's education. And that's why we say the Buddhism is an education which is most profound and virtuous. In Lord Buddha's Sakyamuni's 49th teaching, there are many valuable and wisdom contained. However, transmitted to mainland China in the ancient time was not complete. It's only the essence and the most important ones translated and carried over to China. At ancient time, the only two way of transporting merchant or books, that is by land or by sea. By land, have to travel long distance through this mountain called the Heaven Mountain, very rigorous road to get all the way to mainland China. Or if it's traveled by sea, in ancient time, the ship is relatively small and only driving force is by wind. So you can imagine not too many volumes of the sutra can be carried over. Although in Han Dynasty, the Chinese people already invented the printing techniques, but still not widely spread. Therefore, in India, they have not the fortune to share this new technology of that time. They still write down words on the special tree leaves by cutting that into some rectangular shape or square shape and write down at most four lines. And that's the maximum capacity of that leaf. So if we're going to contain teaching of the Sutra of Universe, which is a big, huge volume in Buddhism's sutra, it will take several trucks to contain if it's going to be recorded in such a small size on the tree leaves. And even though with these difficulties, with these books carried over to mainland China, the second barrier or difficulty is to translate. Due to limitation of manpower and wealth, only the most important sutra were translated selectively. And that is so-called Buddhism's canon, Da Zhang Jing, the Great Collection, which is not the complete Buddha's teaching, but is the most essential and most important teaching out of Buddha's teaching in 49 years of his preaching life. In Japan and Korea, they too have Buddhism canons, And they all came from China, and that's why their canons were still written in Chinese characters. Up to now, there are 50 different versions of the Buddhism canons. In room 501 over here, we have a collection of 10 versions of different canons collected from different time in Chinese history, and we have 10 out of 50 different versions. And the canon has tremendous content. If people ask you, the Buddhist, what do your canon teach about? And you answered or replied, I don't know. Well, that would be very embarrassing. Because the canon teaches us basically two things, the life and the cosmos. The life refers to ourselves. The cosmos refers to the living environment. And that's why Buddhism education is most important. It's so important that you can even set aside other education, but not Buddhism education, because you cannot but to understand yourself. You have to understand the environment that you're living in. And that's why Buddha's education is very important to all sentient beings in 9 realms of existence, because they all need to know themselves and the environment they live in. Buddhism was oftentimes referred to as a religion, superstitious, or a religion that practices multiple deities. This is a big and huge misunderstanding, misconcept. Because we call Buddha Sakyamuni is our original teacher. It's oftentimes referred to the original teacher Buddha Sakyamuni. So from that title, it clearly describes the relationship to Buddha and us is a relationship between the teacher and the student. Of course, the Bodhisattvas, they are also our teachers, and Bodhisattvas are the senior student of Buddhas. So all Buddha Bodhisattvas are teachers, and teacher and students are fundamentally equal, because we are not created by them. We are all equal as far as the original nature is concerned. When we decorate the place with Buddha's statue or picture, it is not a worship. It is for two reasons. Number one, to respect and to remember their kindness to give us profound teaching. Secondly, it is served as a reminder that we shall follow their examples and try to restore our original capabilities, and so on and so forth. Then people ask me, if that's the case, why don't you put Buddha Sakyamuni's portrait, statue, or picture instead? You set up Amitabha's portrait or statue. Well, because Buddha Sakyamuni want us to restore our original nature, become enlightened, and particularly teach us a special method of chanting Amitabha method, Amitabha's holy name. And if we listen to the teacher's advice and practice accordingly, that's why we decorate or put the Amitabha statue over here instead of original teacher's statue. That's precisely the example of a good student, because you follow teacher's advice. Then what is Amitabha Buddha? A means nothingness, or sometimes maybe translated as infinity. Mitta refers to the quantity, and Buddha means the enlightenment, the enlightened one. So Amitabha Buddha means the infinite enlightenment, which is to restore original nature, to bring about our Buddhahood completely. And the next two statue or picture around Amitabha Buddha, one is Guanyin, which indicates